Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the webinar presentation to spotlight the awards in Austria. This is for the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program 2019-2020 competition cycle. So again, we heard that you can hear us, and let us know if you can also see this presentation. The Fulbright logo should be on the screen. Wonderful. Okay, so the next slide, we're going to just show you a little bit about who we are. And my name is Aphrodita Krasnici. I'm the Outreach and Recruitment Analyst for the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program for the Institute of International Education in New York City. We are joined here today by Ms. Suzanne Hamsha, Program Officer for the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Awards at the Austrian American Educational Fulbright Commission in Vienna. Good evening, Suzanne, and thank you for dedicating this evening to the Fulbright Program. It is an evening in Austria right now. And welcome again. It is a pleasure to have you here with us. Okay, and we will also be honored to be joined by Dr. Martiana Popescu later on. She was a Fulbright U.S. Scholar to Austria in 2016-2017, and she's an associate professor at the Graduate School of Social Services, Fordham University, West Harrison, New York. So when we have Dr. Popescu on the line, she can tell us all about her experience. Now, let's talk about the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program. If you can have on the screen the presentation about the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program, and that is the picture where we will see some alumni who were previously in the Fulbright Program. The program was established in 1946 to expand and strengthen the relationship between the people of the United States and citizens of the rest of the world. So this is something for you to consider when you put your application together. So the program has stood the test of time, and the legacy still continues for 72 years now. And you can see on the picture here, Dr. Joseph Wibby, who was professor of English and who attended the Fulbright program in 1960s, and on the right-hand side, you can see an alum of the recently attended Fulbright Arctic Scholarship Program. So the Fulbright program was established to increase mutual understanding, like we said, between people of the United States and other people in the world, and it was also funded from the beginning by the U.S. government, by the U.S. Department of State, the Education and Cultural Affairs Bureau, overseen by Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Board and administered by Institute of International Education here in the U.S., whereas the program overseas is administered by the Fulbright Commission or U.S. embassies wherever there is no commission. So we are really lucky to be joined here today by the Fulbright Commission representative, Suzanne Hamsha. If we can talk about the Fulbright in numbers and why the program is so prestigious. The program is considered as one of the most prestigious programs in the world with the biggest number of recipients. To date, we have seen over 380,000 Fulbrighters participating in different programs in the U.S. and also overseas. Many world leaders are Fulbright alums, like, for example, the current president of Croatia, the prime minister of Slovenia, and many others. If you are selected to do a Fulbright program, you are certainly part of a big family, great network of successful people, and it is considered a one step closer to getting one of these awards. Who knows, maybe even the Nobel Prize. So as you can see, there are like so many recipients of Nobel Prizes and Pulitzer Prize, MacArthur Fellows, and Medals of Freedom given by the President. What it takes to become a Fulbright U.S. Scholar, and we can talk about the eligibility on the next slide for the U.S. Scholar Program. First of all, it is very important to note that you have to be a U.S. citizen, because you are representing the United States abroad, and basically you are a cultural ambassador of the United States in Austria in this case. So this is why we need to strengthen the bilateral relationship between the United States and Austria in this case. The degree is required by an award. So every award has different requirements. Some require PhD or other terminal degrees, and many awards are also open to those who do not hold PhDs or who have professional or a substantial academic experience. Besides the academics and besides the professionals, the program is also open to artists who are not necessarily academics, but they have to be recognized in recognized standing and to have substantial accomplishments. Now, please note that some of the awards specify the teaching experience. So if you're applying for teaching, just please try to make sure you also follow the instructions on our website. And there are also new policies for previous Fulbright Scholar recipients. Now the 2 years waiting time between grant periods. So basically 2 years from the time when you entered your first Fulbright, and then 2 years up till the date you decide to apply for the Fulbright program. When we continue to the next slide, and to help you select the right award, basically you need to look at the requirements by each of the specific awards, match your expertise, try to fit with the experience, and proposal also should match the award description. So if you're requiring like teaching, make sure that you also match with that. Or if you're applying for research, just take a look at these activities. If you have regional experience, that helps in some of the awards. Discipline preferences listed as for the award. So sometimes you can see there are awards that require participants from, they open applications from all disciplines, and sometimes there are specific disciplines listed. There is, for example, relevance of the project to Austria and how Austria benefits from your project. Some of the very important factors to consider is the career level, because we do offer opportunities for early career, for postdoc, mid-level, and even distinguished chair. On our next slide, we're going to show you the opportunities in Austria. And since you are probably aware, the competition opened in March 2018, and the application deadline is August 1st, 2018. Applicants must apply to one specific award in Austria, if you're considering Austria. And in a minute, we're going to show you later on how to do those searches on our website, and to review individual award descriptions. First, though, I would like to address some common questions that I receive about the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program to Austria. So I've highlighted here some of the questions. For example, is my discipline represented? So Austrian awards offerings are incredibly diverse, and there are opportunities from scholars in every almost every academic field. There are 27 awards offered in this year in Austria. There is, for example, an award titled Fulbright St. Fulton University of Applied Sciences Award, 912 Austria, meaning candidates may propose a project in IT security information or security or data science. So just pay attention to those disciplines. They sometimes may include subjects as digital forensics, network security, secure software development, so on. In terms of career stage, again, there are opportunities for different range of scholars. Some awards are specifically designed for early career applicants, and Austria offers 23 awards for early career candidates like Fulbright Natural History Museum Vienna visiting researcher. Then, if you're interested in these awards, but don't have a pre-existing contact at an Austrian institution, we do have resources to help guide through the process. Our website includes a page dedicated to letters of invitation and developing contacts abroad. And one of the suggestions shared there is to consult the Fulbright Scholar Directory. So basically, you can consult them, the Fulbrighters, and get some feedback from them on your application, specifically search for those Fulbrighters who went to Austria. And contact information for the Austrian Commission is also listed on the Catalog of Awards. And since we have the representative commission, will help us with the questions that you have. So if we can continue on our next slide, we can show you here the Austrian awards in the catalog, for example, are listed here. So, for example, like we discussed, if we do a general basic search for Austria, you see all these awards listed for 2019-2020 in teaching, combination with research, and research alone. I would encourage you to review all of the awards that might be a good match for your background, interest, and expertise. But again, Stan is going to also mention and highlight some of the awards in Austria in a minute. So if we move on to the next slide for the award description, this is just a snapshot of some of the information about each award. And then we will be able to answer any questions you might have at the end of the presentation. I'll also note again that the full description of the awards are available on the online catalog, CIEF.org. So I would encourage interested candidates to carefully review those pages for more detailed information. Here, for example, we have a screenshot of the Fulbright Natural History Museum Vienna Researcher Award, so you can get a sense of what the award descriptions look like. You can see, skimming down the left side of the page, that the catalog lists grant activities, grant plans, and duration. So we can show you also live on the catalog as well. We will upload the website. But you'll see here there are some key pieces of information from each of the regional award descriptions, just to give you an idea of how the award looks like. So in this case, I would like to invite Suzanne to tell us more about specific awards, and then later on we'll answer any questions you might have. So Suzanne, would you like to tell us something more about Fulbright St. Paulson University Science Award?
Absolutely, thank you. Let's move on to the next slide then. Right. So the University of Applied Sciences St. Paulson Award is an award that we offer for the first time this year. This is a new partnership. So anyone who is interested in this award, I want to say right away that I recommend that scholars contact the host institution and discuss their project, their needs, and their expectation regarding the grant activities with the host institution. This is particularly important because universities of applied sciences work a little bit differently than regular universities. Curricula of universities of applied sciences usually do not allow for the same flexibility in terms of teaching and research that regular universities do. So communication with the prospective host is absolutely key. All of our awards, or most of our awards, I should specify, usually entail a flexible combination of research and teaching, as does this award. Now, flexible combination of research and teaching, what does that mean? We do expect grantees to come to Austria during term. The winter term in Austria lasts from the 1st of January 31st, the summer term from March 1st to 30th. So that's the Austrian academic calendar. We expect grantees to be present during semester in order to be able to teach, but the nature of teaching is something that can be negotiated with the host institution. So we have grantees here who teach seminars on a master's level. We have grantees here who teach research seminars, grantees who teach lectures, grantees who co-teach with faculty at their host institution. So there is a certain level of flexibility in terms of what you can do and how much you need to teach particularly. The only two awards we have that do not entail a teaching component are the Research Award at the Natural History Museum and the Artist in Residence Award that we host together with the museum's Quarter 21. That is something that we will get to in a minute. Okay, let's maybe move on to the next slide where we introduce the award that we host together with the EPHA UNAM in Graz. This is again a University of Applied Sciences. The research focus here is in computer science, engineering, and information sciences. The EPHA UNAM is located in the city of Graz, which is a city in the southeast of Austria, in Styria, but the province with borders to Croatia and Slovenia. And Graz is a small city, but it hosts three universities. It's a university town. We have Sproul Awards that we host together with these universities in Graz. That makes Graz a very popular destination for U.S. scholars because usually you have a cohort of U.S. Fulbright scholars in Graz at the same time. So there is a lot of...
Jen, if I may interrupt, because we're having some difficulties hearing you. I don't know if this is a technical issue, but if you can stay close to the microphone or to the phone. If you can just tell us a little bit about the date, the winter semester dates again, because it was just cut in and out, getting so we couldn't hear it. So if you can
I'm sorry, the connection was kind of bad before too. I also wasn't able to hear everything you said, so I think it's the distance. The winter term begins on October 1st. And ends on January 31st. And the summer term begins on March 1st and ends on June 30th. So that's our academic calendar that we have in Austria that is identical for all institutions with whom we are collaborating. So all grantees are expected to be here either for the summer term or for the winter term. We always have a very strong cohort in the summer term because obviously, the winter is pretty long in Austria, but if you're interested in skiing and other winter sports, then Austria is of course paradise in the winter too.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, do you want to continue with presenting the? Sorry to cut you.
No problem. Let's maybe move on. To the next slide, because I would really like to spend a couple of minutes talking about the Artist in Residence Award we host together with the Museum of Frontier, which is a prime institution for from all over the world who want to come to Austria in order to carry out research and artwork. The award that we award together with the museum support here is 2 months long, so that's kind of unusual. The awards are 4 month awards. The museum support here invites artists in residence for the summer term. So the artists in residence are always here in March and April. What's also special about this award is that the museum support here offers housing for the artists in residence. So whoever gets this award is able to stay directly in the museum support here, which is a great location if you want to live in Vienna. That's, you know, as good as it can get, right in the center of the city, in the middle of all museums and art institutions that we have here. What's also important about this award is that obviously candidates or applicants are not required to have a PhD, but this award is really open to all levels of scholars. Most applicants who come to Austria as artists in residence on this award have an MSA or a similar. And this is an exceptional award for us because it is the only award that we have tailored specifically for artists.
Wonderful. Should we move on to the next slide, which gives you an overview of basically the diversity in terms of disciplines, institutions, and also regions that our award portfolio covers. I want to point out specifically the very first award for the Visiting Professor of African American Studies, which is, you know, this award is not awarded together with a specific host institution, but applicants can solicit a letter of invitation from any institution in Austria they want to visit. And so this is an award that rotates among Austrian institutions. I also want to point out the Fulbright Prize Visiting Scholar of Psychoanalysis, which is one of our oldest works in our portfolio, partnership together with the Freud Museum. And teams are able to work in Freud's old apartments where the Freud Museum is located. I also want to point out the Fulbright Question and Craig Hall Distinguished Chair for Entrepreneurship, which is our most prestigious award targeted for scholars who obviously work in the field of entrepreneurship, economics, and business. And lastly, I want to point out the Fulbright Management of the Institute Award, which is the award that Marciana Popescu, who will join us in a moment, had when she was a Fulbrighter in 2016-17, an award that is obviously, as the name suggests, located in Innsbruck. Management is similar to a University of Applied Sciences. So again, an institution that has a rather rigid curriculum, a rigid structure. But Anna will be able to tell you, you know, with enough communication together with the host institution as you prepare for your award, you will be able to carry out your research and your teaching as basically as it also fits your needs and expectations. It's a well organized institution that also provides housing for grantees, and everyone who has been there has only had the best experience. So this is an award I can really recommend to anyone who's, again, in the field of business, economics, but also social work, that's also the strength of the Management Center.
Thank you, Suzanne.
We have a few questions, but we'll take them afterward. We are hoping to have also Dr. Marciana Popescu join us, and she can talk a little bit about her experience in Austria when she attended the Fulbright Youth Scholar Program in 2016-2017. In the meantime, also I just wanted to answer one of the questions that we received about if there are any programs for creative writers in Austria. There is the Fulbright Karl Franzens University Graz Visiting Professor in Cultural Studies. So that is 9120 award, so for anybody who was interested. And we have also Dr. Popescu on the line. Dr. Popescu, welcome to the presentation to highlight the Fulbright opportunities in Austria. How are you? Can you hear us? Hello? Dr. Popescu, can you hear us? Are you on the line? Hello? Dr. Popescu, can you hear us? Dr. Popescu, one more time. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, welcome to the presentation on the Fulbright U.S. Program Opportunities to Austria. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Hello? Thank you. We would like to hear about your experience in Austria and how was that for you?
So I don't even know where to start. It was, you know, life transformative. It really positioned me for a totally new and exciting career path. I changed my research agenda prior to coming to this Fulbright, and I am now very much anchored in this research agenda, probably for the rest of my career. It worked very well for me because of the amazing coordination and the support I received from the Fulbright Commission in Austria and from the team of professors at my host institution at MCI. It facilitated like new network building for me, so I was able to connect with people that are conducting similar research, to learn from them, to really immerse myself in the EU context through the Fulbright opportunities I had.
Wonderful. If we can move on the next slide, we also wanted you to talk about a little bit about why did you choose Fulbright and why Austria?
Okay, so why Fulbright? I always believed in Fulbright's mission. I was actually a student of Fulbright. I had a junior scholarship. While a Romanian citizen, I came for the United States as a Fulbright scholar, a junior scholar, and I bought into Fulbright mission right away because I saw its impact on really promoting democracy and building peace and providing venues for people to work together towards global, you know, goals. So Fulbright was important for me all around. Why Austria? Well, it was almost like at the beginning I did not choose Austria necessarily. I did not intentionally choose Austria. I was thinking of a Fulbright, I was thinking of women's rights, and I was thinking of migration. And because I had the opportunity to visit the MCI before and had some, you know, knowledge of the team there, but also because of Austria's position and of, you know, like this, all the provided support, even in the application process, I chose Austria, and I'm glad I did. Yeah, this would be it. I also, you know, like it's Europe, in a way I felt like coming home while continuing my research on migration. And with Austria being at the confluence of Germany, Italy, Austria, Switzerland, you know, the whole migration context could be studied much better from this country.
Yeah, if we can move on to the next slide, there are some pictures you sent us, if you could tell us more about this.
Well, it was such a fruitful experience, as I said before, and this is just one example of the opportunities I had to talk about my research and to really connect with people. But I, you know, like during my stay there, I had the opportunity to conduct research in 5 countries. I had 5 invited lectures in Germany, Greece, 1 keynote address at Anglia Ruskin University in Cambridge, and all this was possible through, you know, like my support that I got from the Fulbright Commission. So this is just the poster of a lecture I had at MCI, an open lecture, really talking about, you know, the challenges of migration from, you know, social perspective as well as legal perspective. So together with my colleague from MCI, we had this open lecture. But as I said, I had 5 such lectures, invited lectures, and I connected with international agencies as well as grassroots groups in different countries, but also throughout Austria, that supported me in doing my research.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Professor Popescu, for sharing your wonderful experience in the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program in Austria. And if you would like just to stick around for a little bit longer, and if we have any questions related to your experience. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So if we can move on to the next slide and talk about the application components. So first of all, the application form is online, and it's an online application. So what you need to complete the application we need from you is a project statement, which is we have specific instructions from 3 to 5 pages long, curriculum vitae or resume, which should be adjusted to the specific award and adjusted to the needs of the host institution. We require 3 letters of references, so at least 2 of them should be to testify your teaching experience if you are applying for a teaching award. Additional components, depending on the award, again, if you are applying for teaching awards, we require the syllabi. So again, the syllabi can be used from what you use in the United States while you're teaching, but also it should be adjusted according to the needs of the host institution in Austria. So just try to tailor it a little bit according to what is needed in Austria as well. And then bibliography, if you're applying for research awards. So if you're applying for both teaching and research, then you need both to submit both of these syllabi and bibliography. Language proficiency report if you're applying for an award that language is required. And this form or this report should be filled out by a language evaluator. Letter of invitation is crucial to your application because you need to show that you have already established connections with the host institution in Austria. So not necessarily all of them require the letter of invitation, but still we recommend that you get a letter of invitation. We provide resources on our website and also guidance on how to request a letter of invitation. Supplemental materials for applicants in the arts, architecture, writing, and journalism. So as Suzanne mentioned, there is this particular award, arts residency. So if you're applying for that, they would require supplemental material for it. The next slide, I would just briefly like to talk about the project statement. So the project statement, this is a chance, an opportunity for you to get to the very specifics of the project in as many details as possible. And why are you choosing Fulbright and why Austria in particular, or why this particular institution or organization? It's important that you lay out the plan, what you need to do, like if you're going to teach, the specific courses that you plan to teach, and the methods and goals of your research. And if you're working on a previously done research, or if you're working to continue that work, also highlight that. outcomes of, from the grant. Like, this is, again, remember, an exchange program. So you're going to exchange your experience, your professional experience, with the host institution in Austria, so they will learn from you as much as you will learn from them. So how you're going to impact on the host, and also how you're going to impact on the home institution, and how the students, your students, going to benefit from this experience. Again, pay attention to how adaptable are you. Like, if you've been abroad for a longer period of time, mention that in your application, because that will strengthen this part of the application to show how well you can adjust and how will you deal with challenging situations. Again, Austria is a developed country. This is more like for other countries. We highlight these who are interested to apply to a less developed country. But again, you know, it's the language adaptability. Like, if you don't speak the language, if you're a part of the project, it needs to have a, also to be in a local language, in German language, then you just need to show how the feasibility of the project, if you're planning to use translators or what works for you. The next slide is we're going to cover the affiliations and invitations. And so if you have identified the host, you can see this under the location in the catalog. So just pay attention to that. And then when a host is not identified, if you don't have any way to reach for the host, there are some resources that we will help you to find an affiliation. First of all, there should be a Fulbright liaison in your campus, and there should be an international office in your campus. They could help you with that, because many of the universities in the U.S. Also do host international or visiting Fulbrighters. So check if you have one from Austria in your campus, and maybe you can reach out to them. Then there is the Fulbright Scholar Directory from previous Fulbrighters who went to Austria. And review award description for suggested hosts or resources. Sometimes they just list the website. Sometimes it's the contact information of the host institution. Letter of invitation is, again, a very important part of the application, but it's a non-binding expression of interest from proposed host abroad. So it should come from a person with whom you are working or collaborating with, and should be on a host institution letterhead. Now, again, this can be signed and scanned and sent to you by email. So they shouldn't mail it to you. Basically, a scanned copy is fine. Because we had a question about that. That's why I wanted to cover that part. The next slide is submitting a competitive application. We mentioned the main goal of the program is to promote mutual understanding. Think about this. How is the local host community going to benefit from this, but also how the local community is going to benefit, how you plan to engage with the community. And this is, again, being a cultural ambassador, reaching out to the community, and mention any activity you'd like to pursue to meet this goal on your project statement. And this will make your application strong. Why are you interested in Fulbright, and why in Austria in particular? Professional expertise and skills you can offer, and other benefits that the host institution and host company benefit. This is as much as a professional enhancement, is also a personal enrichment experience. So outcomes, impact, and the multiplier effect, meaning how the students are going to benefit from your experience. Will you include this in your syllabi once you home, you plan to also collaborate with the Austrian professionals and colleagues you met, like to invite them back home once you're done. Just think about long term how you see yourself, like after completing the Fulbright program, if you receive this award. Again, being part of the Fulbright family, it means it will help you, but it will help your campus become more international and it will enrich your curriculum. So application resources, again, the Fulbright Scholar website, we have, if we can move on to the next slide, we have the catalog of awards, and it is the website for the catalog of awards, CIES.org, which I'm sure you've had a chance by now to navigate the website. There is the application form, application instructions. We even provide guidance on the project statements and samples of previous project statements. And again, if you're interested to apply to another country, we do offer webinars now and for other countries as well, but also for other regions. We do have the Fulbright Scholar blog if you want to follow that. And then you can, first of all, if you're interested for the Fulbright program, you should submit, you should open your account at My Fulbright website. And then just for you to look at the process and the timeline, if we can move on to the next slide. Now we are at this phase where we are just doing outreach and we are promoting the program from the app perspective. This is a good time for you to start the application, as well as to reach out to the international, or to, in this case, to the university in Austria while it's still the academic year is active. And whereas after you have submitted the application in August 1st, after that deadline, we conduct technical reviews for complete. So in case you forgot a letter of invitation or a reference letter, we do reach out just to make sure you send it back to us and you the application. In September, there is the committee that meets for discipline-specific review, and then they decide if you apply to the right discipline. September up to early November, the peer review committees, they discuss the application. These are previous Fulbrighters who do this voluntarily. They meet, and then they review all the applications. And then they recommend or non-recommend each of the applicants. November and January, those who apply, they get notification statuses, and they will know if they have been recommended to host countries. And then February and May, grantees are notified of final approval. And then May to June, grant packets are sent to grantees. So basically, a year-long or even over a year-long process of application and also the review process. We can move on to the final slide where we can show you all the social media sites and where to get connected as part of Fulbright. We have a very active Facebook page if you want to follow us or like us. There is the Twitter page and Instagram, as well as My Fulbright, and you can open your profile and get updates about everything what's happening. So if you express an interest to Austria, we'll send you updates about Austria. It's cies.org. And then email us with any questions about Austria at europeeurasia@iie.org. Visit our website, cies.org, to learn more about the Fulbright Scholar Program. And you can even refer your colleagues. There is a special referral initiative if you know anyone who is qualified to apply to the Fulbright US Scholar Program. To a particular country, in this case to Austria, we have the link here provided, and then you can share this with them. So if you can just show you the website a little bit, and then we'll answer any questions. So it's cies.org, so you go here, and then you browse the catalog of awards, and then you can search for country, Austria, and then we'll show you all the awards that appear, let's say American Studies, for example. And here you have, this is the catalog and the award details. What is the grant activity? And you can do, for example, teaching, or you can do teaching and research. One grant offered. Here you have a description of particular grant. Then the grant length is 1 month. Grant date, so you know where you're supposed to start. Host institution is University of Salzburg. They do not offer the flex option. And the flex option is you can do the program within 2 years, but you at least need to stay 1 month in the host country. But they do not offer, this particular one does not offer that. The disciplines that are available, and also you have here on the right-hand side my name, because I manage the outreach and recruitment efforts for Austria. The application deadline, you scroll up. You can also see what is the degree requirements, PhD or other terminal degrees required. Category is open to all level of scholars, including early career. Now, if you go to the second tab, the award requirements, this is where it says letter of invitation is optional. Even if it says optional, we recommend that you still get a letter of invitation, just so that it shows you have reached out to the institution and that you are well connected with them and they are welcoming you. They're open to have you. So the language requirements and all the profession profile, then if you scroll down, there are like additional comments. And here you have Dr. Suzanne's contact information, who was very nice to be with us today and present these opportunities. If we scroll up, then we can see like, there are two more tabs, the award benefits and how much money you would get, what's the funding, and also the next, the country area overview, you will get again the contact information for the Fulbright Commission in Austria. And so if you scroll up, the right-hand side, there is the Apply Now button, which will take you to the application, and then also you click on the application deadline. So these are the application Apply Now, click on that. So if you want to go back, you can, for this particular, if you want to go back to the award, we can see the application guidelines. If you want to click on that, then we have here, just click on the application guidelines. If you would. And here, for this award, this was again teaching or teaching research award. So if you click on the teaching, there you can see the checklist for everything you need to do. Like, there is a long list. It's all doable. It's just you need to follow. It's the same for the awards that have research, and the same for teaching and research awards. So this is all. I would like now to take some questions for from the participants, and thank you all again for joining and for your interest. So if we can just see here. Is the Museum Courtier Artist in Residence Award the only performing arts Fulbright Award in Austria? Suzanne, if you're still with us, would you like to answer this? I think...
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Yes, I think this is the only award in that area that we offer. We used to be able to fund the discipline support, and we're just open to scholars and artists from all disciplines. We're not able to offer the support in 2019-2022. Hopefully, we'll be able to offer the support again in 2020-2021. But for the program cycle 2019-2022, any the artist resident only award we can offer in that area.
Thank you, Suzanne. So basically, they just only one award for the only artist residency offered in Austria. Also, another question, can I apply to two awards in Austria? And the answer is you can only apply to one particular award and one Fulbright program per application cycle. So this is the answer. Can I apply to Austria for the Global Scholar Program? There are opportunities when you go to the Global Award. If you search the catalog of awards, it will show you which of the countries do offer this partnership award. So it has to be, for example, if it's Austria, then another world region. So yes, just look up if they offer this opportunity. Yeah, and this is also another question. If I have a dual citizenship, American and Austrian, do they qualify, Suzanne? Do they welcome applicants with dual citizenship?
Not with U.S.-Austrian citizenship. We do have lots of grantees who have dual citizenship with other EU countries. We have U.S. Germans, U.S. French, U.S. But if you have the Austrian citizenship, you are not eligible to apply.
Okay, thank you. This will be all for today. Well, thank you all for attending. Thank you, Suzanne, and thank you, Dr. Popescu, for joining, and thank you to all the participants. And we apologize for any technical difficulties we've had, but hopefully this was useful and helpful for you, and looking forward to receiving your questions and finally your application for the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program to Austria. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful evening, Suzanne, in Austria. Bye.